It's Sunday, November 27th, 2022. The Communist China is seeing the biggest protest since the CCP took over in 1949. Stay with us.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Humanity is awakening. Humanity is fighting back on every front. And out of all the great bright points of light resisting the darkness, there is none brighter than InfoWars. With our audience, our guest, our crew, our amazing host, I am so thankful and honored to be with you on this live broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us. This is the final countdown. The clash between humanity and the globalist, transhumanist, planetary dictators and their attempt to have a corporate takeover of the very biology and biosphere systems of the planet, including all human life. We are covering the most central, most important issues in the world. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Then Owen Schroyer comes in with Sunday Live. 6 to 8 p.m. Central. We're always here Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Been doing this Sunday show for 15 years. 4 to 6 p.m. And, of course, for over 25 years. We've been here, ladies and gentlemen, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central weekdays with the vaunted Alex Jones Show. Okay. To say the wheels are coming off, the whole globalist agenda is faltering at every level is an understatement. But before we all start celebrating, as the wolf says in Pulp Fiction, let's not all start taking care of each other yet. Let's not all start celebrating yet. Let's not start giving each other you-know-whats yet. Because the New World Order will strike back, and they're not going to give up until they've all been arrested and tried Nuremberg II trials. And we'll give them abstentia. We'll put them on a private island together without any children. They'll probably all kill themselves if they can't rape and abuse children. And by the way, we've got the whole scandal coming out with the major fashion company and all the open pedophilia there. They're not even denying it now. That's all coming up today. There is just so much. But on the vaccine front, it all ties into the global government, the global carbon tax, the global world ID, the medical ID, and China. In every major city and many other towns, and they've got the biggest cities on earth, massive, massive demonstrations to being locked up now for more than 100 days, welded into their houses to starve to death with armed combat robots overseeing everything. And now many of the bunny-suited biomedical tyrants are now carrying machine guns. The whole thing is just exploding as they refuse to pay people at major Apple Foxconn factories. People have been welded into their houses and burned up in giant fires, and the communists just let them die. They're building giant camps at rapid space all over the country. Has nothing to do with COVID, nothing to do with protecting everybody. It's all about total martial law and communist China being the model of this entire takeover. So when we talk about communist China, it is the Rosetta Stone. It is the blueprint for what the globalist plan they have in store for us. There's even a controversy now in the Washington Post and CNN and others where many of the leftists are criticizing other leftists and other writers for being against the lockdowns and saying they're tyrannical because they want to bring all of that here. But a lot of people, even in the system, are going, okay, this is actually going to lock me and my family up in the future. I don't want to take these poison shots. I want to resist this. So even CNN and the Associated Press are now reporting on China's authoritarianism and admitting it's not about COVID for the first time in almost 3 years. They're admitting it's about power and control. So how far will humanity let the globalists take us before we finally come up for air? Well, it's really up to us, all of us, to understand that you can pretend you're part of the New World Order and go along with it, but you're just being a fool, a schmuck, an idiot. You're deluding yourself because this thing will destroy you and your future. The only way to survive is to resist.
Someone just have it for 60% off with promo code 1776, ladies and gentlemen. We have a free gift with every single order, no matter how small. Actually, on big orders, you get more than one gift. You get a free gift. And we're not just talking about, in some cases, it'll be a bunch of bumper stickers or an Alex Jones mask. In some cases, it'll be a book or a film or just a bunch of other amazing items. So we have some big ticket items as well that are going to be free gifts. Free gifts with every single order. So again, whether you make a $5 order for one of the t-shirts in the big blowout, or whether you make a $50 order, you will get a free gift at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's all randomly selected by our shopping cart computer system. It just goes through with all the items, hundreds of different items that we're going to be able to offer free, and just randomly picks one of those and puts it in the box. So this is undoubtedly now officially the biggest sell we've ever done. Up to 60% off, promo code 1776, total liquidation blowout to fund us into the new year, and a free gift in every order. Free gift in every order.
It's Sunday, November 27th, 2022. You found it. The tip
Big
of the spear.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All over the world, at the behest and at the designed blueprint of the United Nations, giant COVID camps are being built from Australia to Canada, from the United States to Germany, building them to hold hundreds of millions of people. They tried to build camps for political dissidents openly. The public would awaken, rally, and we would overthrow the criminal governments that have seized control. But under the guise of COVID, the UN admitted 2 years ago, they're building the structure to arrest their political opposition when the global financial collapse takes place and the new central bank digital currencies are announced, which the head of the European Union Central Bank has announced, the head of the Federal Reserve has announced, the U.S., all the major heads have already announced in the last month that indeed the old global financial system, the old Ponzi scheme they had, is coming to an end. They're going to crash it all soon and offer you pennies on the dollar of your money back. But if you accept and go on to cashless on your cell phone with the central bank digital currency, you'll only lose part of your money. So you'll be incentivized, and then they can track everything you do, control what you can buy, control where you can go, track and control everything. In their own words, that all fits into the global medical ID. And I've got countless clips out of the G20 and the UN and the Davos group just this week, all announcing in the last 7 days the official plan, completely vindicating everything we warned you about decades ago from their own blueprints. But that's why they had to demonize us. That's why they had to lie about us. That's why they had to move heaven and earth to censor us and try to shut us down, is because we've been directly over the target laying out the plans for their new world order. You will own nothing. You will have nothing. We will own your body. We will inject you with what we want. You will die, and you will like it because you won't be alive anymore to complain. So let me hit the massive developments, the biggest since the late 1940s when the communist Chinese took over China. They already had most of China by 47, but by 49, they were in complete control of China, backed by Western elites. And these demonstrations dwarf what you saw in Tiananmen Square back in 1989. They're in every major city, from the mainly populated east all the way to the sparsely populated west. 90% of the Chinese population lives in the eastern half of their country, not the western half, but all over the nation. Millions of people per city have hit the streets and are overrunning the police and the bunny-suited medical tyranny operatives. Everybody knows it's not about COVID. It's not about protecting them. It is about locking them in their houses, putting them in camps, and training them for full-bore, absolute martial law. And you can ask, why are they doing that? Well, China's the model for the world, so they have to show the world how to do it. But whether you're in, again, England or Canada or Australia or even the U.S., all the federal agencies of these countries have been building the same blueprinted giant camps. And they admitted in Australia and Canada last year and this year, the U.N. says this will be for political dissidents when the Great Reset comes here. And suddenly, all over the world, the bunny-suited medical tyrants aren't just holding deadly injectors in their hands. They're now carrying machine guns. So the mask is the symbol of your slavery, and the white bunny suits is the new uniform of the global UN stormtrooper. The UN was never going to show up in blue helmets and announce they were taking over. They were going to do it with the cover of a biomedical emergency. And how did I know that in 2011 and put out that viral video? It was viral then, but even more viral now. Hundreds of millions of views of the video, different permutations across the internet in the last 2 years, from 12, 13 years ago, where I repeatedly warned on air that they were going to use a virus as the pretext for lockdowns and masks and quarantine camps and the pretext for a global financial reset and global digital currency rollout, because they had it 12 years ago. How did I know that? Did I look into a crystal ball on the side of the highway and you know, at a gypsy wagon? No. It's in Operation Lockstep 2011, Rockefeller Foundation, and it's in a bunch of their other documents that they were going to use this. So we've been waiting for this. We've been knowing it's going to happen. And then here we are making films, doing countless shows, having countless guests on, prestigious guest, former chief war crimes prosecutor of the UN, the man that wrote the U.S. biological and chemical weapons law, the man that helped write the world law, telling you in February of 2020 exactly what would happen. We could play those interviews from almost 3 years ago, and it literally all came true because he's an expert. It's what he does, and he's not on their side. He worked for them. One man a year gets a special PhD that Zbigniew Brzezinski first got, then Henry Kissinger got it, and many years later, what, 12 classes ahead of Kissinger, Dr. Francis Boyle got the special degree. He was the ultimate mole. And since then, since he graduated, he's been fighting them. So the whole point is that this is the reality of what we understand. Harvard runs the FTX. Harvard runs the digital currency. Harvard runs the pedophilia. Harvard runs the open borders. China sends all its top CCP people, over 200 of them, including Xi Jinping's daughter, go to Harvard. Harvard is the cancer. It is the heart of the emanation of the world government criminal operation. It didn't set it up. Cecil Rhodes, the British Empire, did on record. He wrote books about his plan 130 years ago. Had a country in Africa named after him. Look it up. But the point is that they are the ones that quarterback it and organize it. They've got spinoff groups and other organizations, but the heart of it is Harvard. Jeffrey Epstein, every one of these guys ran Harvard operations. Harvard is the real mafia. But Hollywood has you think of Italians as mafia. Oh, only Italians have a mafia. The Italians' mafia was a tinker toy compared to the space shuttle. Nothing against Italians, great people, but the idea that Italians are the organized criminals is a joke. What, running liquor and hookers and gambling? Harvard runs the pedo rings. Harvard runs the fentanyl. Harvard runs the Ponzi schemes. Harvard runs China and the communists. Harvard runs the eugenics operation and the forced injection operation with the Rockefeller Foundation. So look it up, ladies and gentlemen. All the social credit scores, all the lockdowns, everything Xi Jinping's doing comes right out of Harvard. And that's why Harvard and the Washington Post and all these other globalist organizations are defending Xi Jinping and the lockdowns tonight. Over 100 million Chinese under lockdown. Basically no COVID. It's all made up under total, complete martial law. It's all coming up next segment. But before I get to that, I wanted to hit this incredible, incredible stack I've got right here. In fact, we'll get to the China situation bottom of the hour. Next segment, I'm just going to hit all this because when I say the wheels are coming off, it's coming off big time. Joseph Mengele was questioned last week by the attorney generals of Louisiana and Missouri. In a joint seven-hour, I'm sorry, not the angel of death, not the guy that did forced medical stuff on people in Nazi Germany, the head of the Nazi secret medical program, because he was a lightweight compared to Fauci. I just get him mixed up. I'm sorry. Dr. Anthony Fauci, not Joseph Mengele. That's like the little angel of death. The little AD. This is Fauci may be short, but he's the big AD when it comes to mass scale, mass death, violations of the Nuremberg law, medical tyranny. The little angel of death died a long time ago, World War II. The big angel of death was Anthony Fauci was questioned, little angel of death flying free. And he said he didn't remember anything he was involved in with COVID. Remembered nothing. Of course, he had all the emails, what the criminal did. So that's all coming up. We're going to hit the wheels coming off, all the major studies, major governments coming on against the shots. And then they don't protect you and kill you. And then we're going to look at Klaus Schwab saying China and its lockdowns are the model for the world. We're going to look at China and their people battling back against tyranny on such a massive scale. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Let me tell you about all the latest specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me go down the list here. Now, again, folks, you came through yesterday and shopped at InfoWarsStore.com, so I'm going to be able to take the truck out.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, for sharing it. We're going to be going over 2 hours as well. It's a huge success. Big up to the crew behind me. Big up to the writers in the studio putting up the story at InfoWars.com. Remember, folks, if you like this, go shop at InfoWarsStore.com. They're trying to shut us down. It's so funny, they all come out and are like, oh, you owe $1 trillion. You owe $2 trillion, $3 trillion. Oh, really? So we've got you, and that's all we need.
InfoWarsStore.com. No big groups funding us. It's just you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on the air. And of course, the big specials live right now. If you're a fan of any of these supplements from InfoWarsStore.com, now is the time to make a purchase. Listen to these big discounts. The Whole Food Multivitamin is 40% off. This has been a top seller. You know, we really don't even market it that much, but Whole Food Multivitamins are so popular right now in the supplement industry. People are just finding ours and realizing it's the best out there. Vitamin D3 gummies, 40% off, but selling out quickly. Winter is here. You got to make sure you're getting your vitamin D. Great way to do it is the vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. Vitamin Z plus zinc, same story, folks. Build that immune system up. Vitamin C plus zinc, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Flagship supplement. Fizzy Magnesium, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, I took my Brain Force Plus today, 60% off. Organic Greens, Fiber Caps, 50% off. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, almost sold out, but 40% off. Alpha Power, almost sold out, but 40% off. The Immune Support Formula, 40% off. Again, that's great here. Winter months coming around, you know, cold season, flu season. Support your immune system naturally. Bezobeat Complete, 40% off. Off limited supply on that, but still in stock. Ultimate fish oil, 40% off, and so much more. Don't forget about the additional 10% with coupon code 1776.
In the modern world where they convince a woman to get a job, the man to get a job, they inflate the currency so nobody can exist any other way because it's too expensive. The parents are out working all day. The school and the internet and the matrix raise your children. Your children go to school all day and be told things that you may not want them to learn. Then they sit on the internet and read things and watch things you may not want them to watch. You talk to them for 10 minutes at the end of the day and they go to bed. You're fighting with your 10 minutes against endless hours of the most entertaining programming or the most forceful programming. In school, it's forceful. On the internet, it's entertaining. Convincing them of ideas that you perhaps don't agree with. I've seen it myself on YouTube. I've seen a guy in America driving his car and his kids were in the back seat and he was arguing with them about an issue. And they was like, where did you hear that? School? He's like, why did the school tell you that? That's not true. And his own children are arguing with him because they learned it in school. Have you ever tried to take your children out of school? You'll get fined. You'll get in trouble. No, your kids have to go to school. Yeah. You have to give your kids away to the school. If you don't give your kids away to the brainwashing, you'll get in trouble.
As an all-star fighter, businessman, motivational speaker, and philanthropist, Andrew Tate has truly earned the title of Top G. But there's another title Andrew Tate holds that has enraged the globalist. He is consecutively the most Googled man in the world in the last 2 years. And that's because his message is about human and specifically male empowerment. Now, Andrew Tate is taking his fight to empower and supercharge men to the next level. Introducing Top G Supplements. We are proud to introduce and sponsor the Top G line of supplements by Andrew Tate and his crew. Now you have the chance to benefit in body, mind, and soul with the same supplements that Andrew Tate takes himself. Learn more about these amazing products at AndrewTatePower.com. AndrewTatePower.com and discover the power of Andrew Tate's new supplements that are the highest quality on the market.
I think there's a whole bunch of men in the world who understands my value. And if men grow up to be like me, you're going to have a whole bunch of people with no criminal record, dedicated athletes,
who protect and provide for the people close to them.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Here's the bottom line here on the Alex Jones Show. And if you let this burn into your brain, it'll save your life. If you don't listen to me, you're going to be in lockdown too very soon. And it's going to be a lot worse than the first one. And then after that, the big one comes. They're just testing, locking us down before they release the real bioweapons and actually kill billions. Now, don't be dying in your house a year or two from now wishing you'd listen to me. This is all real. I'm telling you exactly what I know is going on. You don't need me to tell you. You can see it being prepared everywhere. So, Anthony Fauci, Joseph Mengele, Angel of Death, War Criminal 2.0, violating every national, international law you can imagine, lying about the shots, everything. He was deposed because it's come out in court documents and emails that he was quarterbacking. We already told you this, but now it's admitted. With big tech, with the media, with everybody, through the UN. The UN since gone on national TV, we played it a month ago, and said, yeah, we tell big tech and the media what to say and what to do and what allowed to be said. Not just by people online or talk show hosts, but by their own employees. Like one NBC reporter locally reported what the police said, that the wife of Pelosi, the husband of Pelosi, opened the door and let him in, and they were both in underwear. He got suspended. Turns out it was true. He just reported what the cops told him. But he didn't take his orders about John, the husband of Pelosi, John Pelosi. So that's how controlled this is, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they can't have us on air. They can't have anybody able to say anything that countermands or goes against the ridiculous narratives they're giving us. So Fauci is in a deposition over all this with two attorney generals. They combined them, Missouri and Louisiana. And here's the headline. Louisiana AG slams Fauci for not answering questions during deposition about his handling of COVID-19. AG Jeff Landry of Louisiana says, wow, it was amazing to spend 7 hours with Dr. Fauci, the man who single-handedly wrecked the U.S. economy based upon the science, only discovered that he can't recall particularly anything dealing with his COVID response and doesn't remember coordinating the media to block treatments or to block news that any of it was a fraud. So that's a big deal. Let's move on from that. Pfizer's CEO, who says I'm the, quote, most evil man on earth last week, and that I'm, quote, an agent of evil, has gotten a lot of trouble by regulators for making misleading statements about children and vaccines and saying they're safe and effective and protect you. That's the London Telegraph. They got an EU criminal investigation of him going right now. Another study finds heart inflammation higher among Moderna vaccinations versus Pfizer. Why? Because all the Moderna is the equivalent of four Pfizer shots. So it's four times stronger than Pfizer, the exact same injection. And, of course, it's worse for you. Really, didn't know that. Told you that 2 years ago. COVID-19 researcher blows the whistle on data integrity issues in Pfizer's vaccine. Robert Kennedy Jr., Robert Barnes are involved in the lawsuit. It's now confirmed that they covered up the deaths and illnesses in their study, but even their fixed study admitted more people died that had the shot than didn't have the shot. Huge, giant, major news. The British Medical Journal, that's what this is, has come out with a bunch of studies the last 2 weeks confirming that the vaccine isn't a vaccine, destroys your immune system, causes all sorts of blood clots, creates nanotech, basically prions. That's what causes mad cow disease in the body. It goes on and on. That's the British Medical Journal. I got literally like 50 of these. I can't go over them all. Operation Lockstep doubles down. That's a powerful John Bound report on their new lockdown plans coming out to bring in the whole global digital currency control grid. That's coming up last segment. You know what? Actually, next segment, I need to... Yeah. Next segment, I'm going to hit the China rebellion that's going on that's so huge. And the last segment of this hour, I'm going to hit this and so much more. As an oncologist, I'm seeing people with stable cancer rapidly progress after being forced to have a booster. We have a year-and-a-half-old study by Germany's top cancer research institute based at their biggest university where the director of the institute had cancer in remission, lymphomic, took the shot, it came back really bad, took the next shot, killed him in 2 weeks. Before he died, he wrote a study how it killed him. But this is another oncologist. I mean, there's just literally hundreds of studies that this thing grows cancer. But that's okay. Another big report goes along with the John Bowne report, a Greg Reese report that's up on band.video. Canadian Psychiatric Association triggers anti-vaxxers. Canadian Psychiatric Association targets anti-vaxxers. They all need to be arrested. There's no problem. The shots work. Anybody questioning it should be locked up in a mental institution, even though the facts are all in. Medical Journal claims anti-vaxxers cause deadly clots in vaccinated people by scaring them about vaccine dangers. Yes, that's why the blood clots are exploding. It's psychosomatic. It's placebo. U.S. military biological activities, a threat to the world, says Russia. And it goes on and on. Sask woman dies allegedly after COVID booster. Daughter in shock. But Buttigieg, the head of the Transportation Department, is back in the news. He says in this video clip I'm showing TV viewers, he says that it works 100% and protects you and you can't get sick if you have the shot. So they're back to the same lies of 2 years ago. Why not? They didn't get in trouble for it. Meanwhile, the former chief scientist at Pfizer, who retired a year before this all happened, 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, has now looked at all the data, and he says in early 2020, after the lockdowns, people were being admitted to hospital and dying in large numbers. I think they were being murdered. Then he goes over all the evidence. Teen's death 3 weeks after Pfizer vaccine triggers investigation. Here's another headline. Even Washington Post admits that COVID is now a pandemic of the vaccinated. But don't worry. They now have their new COVID-19 influenza A and B antigen test kit where it won't tell you you have the flu or COVID. Remember, there was basically no flu worldwide during the first year of COVID because they were counting flu as COVID to scare people into the shot that actually causes COVID and makes your body actually grow the spike proteins that make you sick. But now the main antigen test counts flu as COVID, and they tell you on the box it does. Fraud upon fraud upon fraud. 500,000 UK workers drop out of workforce citing long-term illnesses, most of them, quote, vaccinated. Now, that's just one stack on the COVID. I've got three more. But when we come back, Klaus Schwab tells it all and says China is the model of the global government takeover and what they're about to set up, and we're going to look at the huge, massive demonstrations against dehumanization and mass death. People are locked up to 100-plus days starving to death inside these buildings who aren't even sick. Everybody knows the virus is only infective for like 2 weeks, but they don't care. It's all about a raw, crazy exercise of power. Why is Xi Jinping doing this? It started 1 month before he was declared dictator. It's all coming up. Stay with us. Thanksgiving 2022 is here. We've got the biggest sale of the year going right now. Now, the good news is I'm going to extend this sale up to 60% off right through Christmas. The bad news is by Christmas, almost every product in the store will be sold out. We won't get more for months and months and months. So now is the time to take action to support the InfoWar and get the biggest sales of the year. We've already sold out of X2 and X3 and BioTrue Selenium and our Wake Up America award-winning coffee. And now DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, so many other great products like Ultimate Krill Oil, Ultimate Fish Oil, Vaso Beets, Secret 12. They are all going to sell out in the next few weeks or in the next month. Again, more stuff's going to sell out today. So every hour you wait, more stuff will be sold out at InfoWarsStore.com. promo code 1776, and you get an additional 10% off the already giant savings at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much for your support. God bless.
It's a post-COVID world now. Americans have lost trust in their doctors and the healthcare system. There's a solution. The Wellness Company. I'm Dr. Peter McCullough, and I'm the Chief Scientific Officer. And I can tell you firsthand that these verticals of uncensored content, virtual appointments, doctors on demand, prescriptions through a network of community pharmacies, in-home, in vitro diagnostics, laboratory testing, imaging, an online set of holistic products can help guide you for your usual general medical care, but also COVID-19, acute and post-COVID syndromes, vaccine injury syndromes, and the array of things that now America has to work through in this new world that we're living in. So go to onlinehealthnow.com and check out The Wellness Company for a low monthly fee. You can get started today and on a pathway to better health.
We're not backed by the Republican Party, by the Democratic Party, by George Soros, by Bill Gates, by Pfizer, by the ADL, by the New World Order, by nobody but you. So the media makes fun of Roger Stone selling T-shirts and signed stones. Well, we go to the people. It's a badge of honor. It's a badge of how we're grassroots, that we fund ourselves with books and films and high-quality supplements and things that you need. And so please, if everybody would pray for the broadcast, everybody would share the videos and articles, if everybody would buy the products, we could change the whole world even faster and better. But plus, these are great products you need to make your life much richer, much healthier. So I want to be very clear here. We are running the best sales of the year right now. They'll run through Christmas, but most of the stuff will be sold out way before Christmas. But despite the fact that DNA Force Plus and X3 and Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Supermel Vitality and all this stuff is very close to selling out, I'm going to keep it at 50 to 60% off with promo code 1776 until it all sells out, because I want you to get a great deal and I need to bring in the money, period, just to stay on air. So we're blasting everything out in a clearance sale. You should get your Christmas shopping done now and stock up on all these great products. Despite the fact that X3 will be sold out in a week, it is still, ladies and gentlemen, 50% off with promo code 1776 at checkout and double Patriot points. Brain Force Plus, 60% off. Knockout Sleep Support, amazing, 50% off. Alpha Power, 50% off for your male vitality and female vitality. Vaso Beats creates nitrous oxide in the blood, so good for your heart, cardiovascular. That's really important nowadays. 50% off. Bodies, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, it's all there. Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Krill Oil, Immune Support, Busy Magnesium, that has the highest quality magnesium that I don't know of any other company that actually has this high grade magnesium in it. That's so good for your joints, your muscles, your bones, your cardiovascular, your whole body. All these are synergistic. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these while you still can and keep us on the air, truly changing the world together. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Massive news sponsored by you, brought to the world by you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
So, there is a world financial collapse designed to get rid of all the major currencies and bring in a global digital currency that is programmable and tracks what you buy, where you go, what you do, and that can turn your money off, turn it on, devalue it, increase its value, in their own words. They call it the central bank digital currency system. And as Tucker Carlson said Friday night, they get this in, it is game over. That clip is coming up next segment. But here's Klaus Schwab this week. This is a new clip saying that China should be the role model for the world and that the Chinese model is the model. Now, how many times have you heard me call it the Chinese model? That comes from the Council on Foreign Relations, Harvard, and the Trilateral Commission. I've been reading that for 30 years. I've been working full-time on this, 28 years, almost 29 years on air, since the early 90s. And this is their plan. This is their program of total, absolute control. Because once they get rid of the cash, you think they debank you now? You think they censor you now? You think they surveil you now? This is child's play compared to what they're going to be able to do. So here's Klaus Schwab with China's social credit score and all of it, and their medical IDs saying they're the model, and then we'll look at what's currently happening in China.
So we have to define how the world should look like, which we want to come out of this transformation period. I respect China's achievements, which are tremendous over the last over 40 years. I think it's a role model for many countries, but I think also we should leave it to each country to make its own decision what system it wants to adopt. And I think we should be very careful in imposing systems. But the Chinese model is certainly a very attractive model for quite a number of countries.
So Klaus Schwab is the former head of the Bilderberg Group. He's still on its steering committee. He set up the Davos Group, WEF, World Economic Forum, as the mouthpiece of it. And his minion, he says his favorite pupil, we played the clip probably 100 times, I'm going to play it again, is Justin Trudeau. And he explains that Trudeau is the model. They've penetrated the cabinets. Well, what did Trudeau say just 2 years ago? We played that clip over 200 times. I'm not going to play it again. He was asked by a group of preening women, what is your role model? And he said, Communist China and Xi Jinping. A dictatorship. A basic dictatorship. They know how to get stuff done. That's a quote. Pretty amazing, right? Well, you just heard his mentor say China is the model. Now, do I need to tell you what China does? Human animal cloning, tens of millions in death camps, forced organ harvesting, killing of Christians, forced abortions, one-child policy. I mean, it's a frickin' hellscape. You run over by a car, people just leave you dead on the road, maggots eat you. There's just skeletons on the side of the road. No one cares. Absolute satanic system. And now we've got the biggest demonstrations as humanity wakes up over there that they have had since the communists took over in the late 1940s. And our media for the last 2+ years, almost 3 years, has been defending for 30+ months what they're doing. But finally, we're seeing cracks in the facade. So radio listeners, I'm laying this out for TV viewers. Let's just roll some of the B-roll. But what really started this? Well, not just one fire. There have been fires in more than a dozen major Chinese cities in high-rises. Most people live in high-rises, stacked one on top of another. And predominantly poor areas are the ones that get locked down. It's not for COVID. It's a test of control. And they've been locked down for over 100 days in one of their regional capital cities. Over 100 million have been locked down for over 100 days. And this fire last week baked everybody alive in the building, and the police would not let the firefighters through to save them. We have all the videos of them welding the doors shut, all the rest of it. Now, again, almost no one's dying from the virus there. The virus was made there. The virus doesn't last more and doesn't incubate more than 2 weeks. Why would you be locked up in your house for 100 days? Because it's all a giant raw exercise of power. So we have these footage. Never comply. Pray for the persecuted in China, says Elijah Schaefer. We've got this video right here that just shows, and then they pull back. Tens of thousands of white-suited thugs covering their faces, attacking peaceful people that have refused to be locked down and just starved to death in their homes. And now, suddenly, the white-clad paramilitary, because the world saw the military locking people in their houses and doing this, the people said, that's terrible, China's bad, but oh, they're medical workers, it's okay. Now they're carrying machine guns. And we have Dr. Ryan of the UN Global Emergency Response Unit 2 years ago saying, this is our pretext to arrest our political enemies and to take the children out and raise them separately. We need to get people used to having us come in their homes and break up their families. So that's what this is all about. What is China getting ready for? It wants to be locked down and in control because they've already crashed their real estate market. They've already crashed their currency. Now they're bringing out their central bank digital currency Gold's being outlawed. No one's allowed to have their own business anymore that's small. They're going back under hardcore communism, so they're getting them used to being locked down and in martial law ahead of the collapse. And that's what the last 2+ years of beta testing has been about, is getting you ready for the communist Chinese model, where you drive down the road, small roads, big roads, highways, and drones fly over with a QR code you've got to get out and scan, and then it tells you, pull over to the side, you're taken away, and if you're political dissident, you never come back. People say, where did Chin go? Or where did Bob go? No one knows. It's all a cover for the martial law worldwide run by the United Nations. And then we can show you these camps. Some of these camps hold 200,000 people. They've built hundreds and hundreds and hundreds in China. They're building them all over the world with the same specs and the same designs everywhere. Getting you ready for the control. All directed by the UN, all centralized. We have incredible footage of what happens once you obey and live in these things, how they bring you food once a day. But that's the lucky ones that get locked up in the camps. The rest of people get whole neighborhoods, just get locked down. We've got the footage of which neighborhoods get locked down. It's where the robots and the troops come in and order everybody to stay in their houses. And when they don't, they come at night and weld them into their houses, and then snipers shoot you if you try to climb out a window. This isn't some science fiction movie. This isn't some zombie apocalypse. This is reality, and this is what CNN and the Washington Post are defending. And on Twitter, the left calls for firing anybody that doesn't agree and go along with this. But suddenly, even the Associated Press and others are saying, wait, this is dangerous. This is wrong. Have they found their souls? Or are they just now criticizing the communist Chinese under their same globalist controllers because they're getting political points for it? Because there is a fissure now where communist China is even breaking with the globalists and trying to take over the New World Order itself. It was set up to deindustrialize us, take all our jobs, be a model of tyranny. But tyrants, just like Stalin and Hitler, had a deal the first 2 years of World War II, but then turned against each other. When you get down to the end game, the different sides start slitting each other's throats. Crowd angered by lockdowns called for China's Xi to step down. AP. COVID lockdown protests erupt in Beijing, Xinjiang, after deadly fires. It goes on and on. But I want to look at what's at the heart of the biggest demonstrations ever in China and what's coming here next with the central bank digital currencies. And in Tucker Carlson's own words, they get this in, we're done. Everything is stopping this. Everything they've done is to get us ready to accept it. Anybody going along with it is a fool.
One of the biggest news stories lately has been Elon Musk purchasing Twitter at the hopes for many that free speech would be restored on the platform. Elon Musk has hinted at this himself, but when he spoke out against returning Alex Jones to the platform, there were obvious concerns. Now, what I think might be going on, Elon Musk is making a business decision knowing that if Alex Jones is allowed back on the platform, Twitter might get removed from the App Store. Oh, you can't have it on your iPhone. Oh, you can't have it on your Android anymore. And now that one of the head tech executives and app manufacturers at Apple has removed his account, could be a sign of things to come. Now, others think it might be a personal choice that Elon Musk made to not let Alex Jones back on the platform. Now, here was Alex Jones' response to the news of Elon Musk not reinstating his account.
The ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Democratic Party and the European Union and the Justice Department and CIA moles that Congress had hearings on last week are inside of his company right now and are literally trying to sabotage it, not just externally with threats of lawsuits and censorship and criminal charges from the EU, but they're also threatening to sabotage the company and the actual systems that make it operate. So he hit the panic button and basically came out and attacked me so that he can get the left off of his back. And, you know, that it's fine to me that he did that, except he went too far and compared himself to Jesus and the whole bring the children to me, suffer the children to me, And if you offend one of these, if you're mean to one of these kids, it's better for you to kill yourself by tying a big boulder to your neck and throwing it in the ocean. That's just outrageous. That's absolutely outrageous that I'm supposedly the worst guy in the world because of media hype that massively has misrepresented what I really said about Sandy Hook.
If Elon loves to quote Christ so much in between dressing up like Satan, he should quote Christ's most famous quote, "Let he without sin cast the first stone."
But that story will carry itself out. What we are appreciative of is you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com so that we can still speak to you, the audience, and the millions of people, the new viewers, the future viewers that might visit Van.video and InfoWars.com every day. Now, as a big thank you for that support over the years, we are doing something for the first time that we've ever done here at InfoWars and InfoWarsStore.com, and that's a free gift for you. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Thanksgiving special. We are thankful, we are grateful for all of your support over the years. And so right now, every purchase from now till December 1st at InfoWarsStore.com will get a free gift. And this is a lot of cool stuff that we have, like flags and koozies, RFID protectors, and so much more. So you go get your favorite supplement at InfoWarsStore.com. You go get a bottle of Vitamin Mineral Fusion for 50% off. You get double Patriot points and now a free gift with every order. Remember those sunglasses that sold out so quickly? We've got some left. Could be coming to you as a free gift, as a token of our appreciation over the years. So maybe we get back on Twitter, maybe we don't. But thanks to you in the audience supporting us financially, shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, praying for us, and spreading the links, we're still on air here every day. And part of our token of appreciation is a free gift to you when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's keep supporting InfoWars, keep shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, and we will stay right here on air every day, just like we have for decades.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Hour number two is coming up here in about 13 minutes. This segment's going to be really important as we tie all this together. So there's a global corporate scientific mad scientist takeover happening. It's allied with communist China, but there's a rift there. And it wants to take full control of the entire human biological system, wants to get rid of the old upper mobility system of trying to be wealthy and successful. It wants to get rid of the Renaissance and basic Christian society and replace it with a social Darwinistic predatory system, in their own words, that has an end goal of 90% depopulation and accelerated scientific developments that allow the elites to live forever. So that's why they're doing this. They're very, very selfish. They believe that if they leave humans free and open, we'll continue to develop technology, do all these incredible things, and they'll lose control of the future. So they're doing it really out of desperation. But if you look at who the globalists are, they're the very worst of humanity and should not be in control of a dictatorship. And I'm not endorsing dictatorship. That's the whole point of dictatorship not working, is the very worst are always in control of it. So let's go ahead and get into this. This is the biggest news here. Japan dumping record U.S. treasuries. China's selling. The Fed is selling. The Social Security Trust Fund is selling. At the biggest dump of U.S. treasuries in world history, right as they reach all-time prices. So that's another bubble that they are now popping to, again, in their own words. I played the clips. The head of the EU Central Bank, the head of the private Federal Reserve Bank here, all of them the last month saying we're coming to an end. The central banks will lose control unless they launch their central bank digital currencies, which they have ready. But to launch those, they've got to get rid of the old system. They've got to have something to blame it on. They're blaming it on COVID collapsing the world economy, which they purposely already collapsed themselves because they want to control the collapse. Key point here, under no circumstances are we going to accept their digital ID and the CBDC, centralized bankster digital slave currency. Here's Tucker Carlson Friday night explaining what the CBDCs are.
The cryptocurrency exchange FTX blew up in spectacular fashion. It looks like fraud,
But in the wake of that, rather than thinking through, like, why did regulators let this happen, there's a new effort underway to regulate every single financial transaction that occurs in this country through something called the Central Bank Digital Currency, CBDC. If that happens, we're done. They can control you with a flick of a switch. So you should know what they're planning and how we might be able to stop it.
I want to wish Tucker Carlson a great Thanksgiving. I was visiting Florida during Thanksgiving, and I just want to wish Tucker a great Thanksgiving. I bet he had a great Thanksgiving. I know I sure did. It's always good to spend Thanksgiving with your friends. Oh, and here's one of the clips I played last week. The G20 calls for G20 to adopt vaccine passports using WHO standards that'll also be the new central bank. That'll also be the new central bank digital currency. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
So let's have a digital health certificate acknowledged by WHO if you have been vaccinated or tested properly, then you can move around. So for the next pandemic, instead of stopping the movement of the people 100%, which clogged the economy globally, you know, you can still provide some movement of the people. Indonesia has achieved, G20 country has agreed to have this digital certificate using WHO standard, and we will submit into the next World Health Assembly in Geneva as the revision to international health regulation. So hopefully for the next pandemic, we can still see some movement of the people, some movement of the goods, and movement of the economy.
Oh, the next pandemic they're planning and gearing up. And I got a few clips I'm not going to play, but Klaus Schwab, can you imagine in 10 years when we're sitting here and we all have implants in our brains? And he goes on, you'll be forced to take the implant if you want to be able to buy food or have a job. See, it's real simple. Once they have you with a digital currency and track and control everything you do, now they can make you submit to whatever they want to have access to it. He goes on to brag he controls half the world leaders already. So it's a pretty, pretty big deal. And they couch it all in neoliberalism about helping the third world and helping the children and all the rest of it. Folks, we're not financed by the globalists. We can't operate without your support. Plus, we've got great products that you need. InfoWarsStore.com. We have the Cyber Monday, Black Friday, Christmas all rolled into one. Everything is up to 60% off with promo code 1776 with a free gift with every order. But I got to tell you, we're going to have to end the sale soon because we're already sold out of a bunch of items like X2, X3, Biotris Selenium, DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Super Mel Vitality, Bazo Beats, Ultra 12. We're about to sell out of all of these products, but we're going to keep them on sale till they sell out. Should order as quickly as you can. InfoWarsStore.com. They're incredible. I want to thank you all for your support. Here's a special report, and we'll start hour number two. Operation Lockstep Double Down.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
The best way, I believe, to counter misinformation and disinformation is to spread good information, to spread in science-based information, to have trusted voices. So I started my comments by reminding everybody that America's physicians, like the real leaders of American medicine, the people you trust for your cancer care and your heart care and your pediatrics care, are out there telling you you need to go get a vaccine. You can decide to trust America's physicians, or you can trust some random dude on Twitter. Like, those are your choices.
People are right to question whether this virus actually exists. But we now, in Europe for the first time, have the scientific proof that it does not exist. And this is thanks to a Department of Health letter that has been received following a request by a citizen in the UK, which he actually had to appeal. But he requested the Department of Health and Social Care in the United Kingdom to give him scientific proof of the existence of a virus called SARS-CoV-2. And they confirmed that the Department of Health and Social Care does not hold any information on the isolation of a SARS-CoV-2 virus. In other words, it does not exist.
Millions of people in China are once again under collective quarantine as the country faces the new surge of the COVID-19 virus. In Beijing, workers in protective suits have installed metal barriers in some neighborhoods where coronavirus cases have been detected. People can only go out to buy food or receive medical treatment, and to do so, they must scan their health QR codes.
The communist Chinese hellscape is the blueprint for what they plan to bring forward against us. But I wanted to be specific about where we're at and where they're going to take us with this system and how we can stop it and say no to it. You have the UN, you have the big corporate mouthpiece, the World Economic Forum.
The Chinese model is certainly a very attractive model for quite a number of countries.
For decades, they've said they want to use a viral scare, the Rockefeller documents, Operation Lockstep, the list goes on and on, to bring in a world medical ID that will really be the world ID that will have carbon controls, not just viral controls, on where you can go, what you can do. You'll have digital money by region that'll be programmable. They'll decide where you can spend it, when you can spend it, how you can spend it. They can devalue it or upvalue it whenever they want.
A Swedish company specialized in microchip implants promotes the use of their device to carry the COVID pass, saying that the chip makes the data more accessible, even if a person doesn't have their phone with them. The chip implant is placed in the arm and programmed so that when the chip is read by a smartphone, it opens up a PDF file, which contains a person's COVID passport. This makes it easier for different entities to check the health status of the individual.
And it's directly tied and administered to the surveillance over in live time by corporations, bureaucracies, and criminal think tanks like the ADL, who will then reward you or punish you off of your social behavior. And then they will program it and incentivize it to spend it with their companies, their businesses, their systems. The ultimate brainwashing, the ultimate gaslighting, as they announce all this tyranny, then they say, but we can't talk about it, it doesn't exist, while it publicly exists. So here it is, breaking. G20 leaders issue joint declaration promoting global health passport to facilitate international travel, a world ID to buy, sell, and travel even outside your house. The social credit score, you will not leave one half foot out of your home unless you're authorized to. They've now built emergency centers all over the world under UN directives that anyone that does not submit to forced injections and lockdowns in the future will be sent to these centers. They have now admitted in Canada and in Australia, but they're also setting them up here. And the UN is directing it again, that officially the camps aren't just for people they claim have COVID with their fake PCR test, but now it's for anybody protesting the future lockdowns as they gear up for their next big push. While saying they want amnesty from us and for us to not sue them or organize into groups that are saying no so they can sucker punch us again.
Oh, son of a bitch.
We'll be back with hour number two, folks. Stay with us.
Calling patriots worldwide. If you have been waiting for a sale to try out one of our many products at InfoWarsStore.com, then this is the one for you. Introducing our Selling Out Mega Blowout Sale. Almost all of our best items, you will find, have up to 60% off the base price. Many of them are in limited supply, too, so once they are gone, you will probably not have a chance to resupply until next year. Contained within the sale, you will find things like BrainForce Plus at 60% off or BrainForce Ultra at 50% off, each of which are a great way to try the next level in advanced neural activation. If your body is in need of a recharge or a boost, then our products Knockout, Alpha Power, and Bodies can help you get to sleep and ready to take on the next day, all of which can be found at a 50% discount. Perhaps you're in need of some vitamins your body is deficient in, then check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion or the Vitamin D3 Gummies at a discount of 50%. Also, you will find our Whole Food Multivitamins and Vitamin C with Zinc at 40% off. Fizzy Magnesium, a newer offering on the store, is discounted at 50% off. And one of the most powerful InfoWars Life offerings, DNA Force Plus, is also on sale at a 50% discount. On top of getting one of our best offers in the history of the InfoWars store, if you order now, we'll throw in one free item for every purchase, regardless of size. This will be the first and possibly last time we will include a free gift that could be anything from a koozie to a flag, a book, DVD, sunglasses, stickers, and even RFID protection. This is part of our appreciation to you for supporting the InfoWars. So when we say it's a 360 win, we're actually giving you a 180 on top of that with a little something extra this time. Help launch this war on information to the next level by purchasing one or more of these high-quality items at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.